All right, this meeting of the Community and Regional Affairs Committee will now come to order. It is now 8:03 a.m., Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, in Capitol Room 124. Members present are Representative Baker, Representative McKay, Representative Mears, Representative Ruffridge, Representative Himshute. I saw Representative McCabe in the hallway, so I think he'll be joining us momentarily, and myself, Rep. McCormick, Chair. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. And please take this time to silence your cell phones. I always have to remind myself that. I always like to leave the ringer on, and I'm not buying donuts. So I would like to thank Sophia Tenney, the committee secretary for records, and Suzanne Quigley from the Juno LIO for staffing the committee today. Today we're going to be hearing one bill, that is Senate Bill 179. The original plan was to hear 134, but we are hearing this in its place. It's practically the same bill, minus the amendment that members should have before them. Once we amend that in, it should be identical to the same bill. So I just wanted to go ahead and get on the record and get this meeting started for folks who might have called in or who are watching at home. We're going to take a brief at ease while members join us for the committee. So, a brief at ease. We are now back on the record. I want to thank everyone for their patience. We are joined now by Representative McCabe. I think he joined us 8:04 a.m. Nonetheless, we are joined now at the table by Representative Yorkman, and also, if needed, we're also joined by staff Conrad Jackson. If you could put yourself on the record and just provide kind of a brief overview of SB 179. I don't think it differs really at all from 134, but if that is the case, if you could speak to that, that would be helpful, and then we'll go ahead and open public testimony. So, Senator Bjorkman, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, members of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee. It is my esteemed pleasure to be with all of you here this morning. Senate Bill 179, oh, for the record, my name is Senator Jesse Bjorkman, representing the northern and central portions of the Kenai Peninsula. Senate Bill 179 is a property transfer tax ban that would apply to municipalities and local government for the purposes of ensuring that we are not discouraging property sales and home sales by instituting a tax on those things and therefore driving up the cost of homes and housing in Alaska. Senate Bill 179 is a result of numerous conversations with realtors from around the state, as well as representatives of municipalities. The legislation proposes to prohibit municipalities and the state from imposing a transfer tax or fees or other assessments on sales, grants, assignments, or the transfer of real property. Imposing these taxes increases the cost of purchasing a home, the largest investment most Alaskans will make in their lifetime. Increasing the cost of purchasing a home through implementing transfer fees or taxes simply increases the upfront cost of those purchases. Increasing the overall cost of homes and to home sellers and buyers will dampen all home and property sales. The additional burden of these types of taxes has a negative impact on young first-time home buyers as they begin to raise their families. Seniors on fixed incomes lose retirement income as their equity in their homes will be reduced. We've all been there, struggling to purchase our first home with a new spouse and maybe a child or two. Some of us are moving to larger homes as our family grows. Others of us are nearing retirement or have retired. We will all be affected by these taxes. Senate Bill 179 provides relief by ensuring additional charges to real property purchases are not forced on owners and purchasers. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bjorkman. Are there any questions from members before we move on to public testimony? Hearing none, I will go ahead and open public testimony now. Has anyone joined us this morning who would like to testify on SB 179? We checked the list earlier, and I don't think there was anyone on, but I just, for good measure, wanted to check. And I don't see anyone on the line to call in for public testimony either. So we'll go ahead and close public testimony. Before we move on to the one amendment that will be offered for SB 179, I wanted to open up the floor for any discussion. Representative Himshue, did you?
Thank you, Chair McCormick, through the chair. Senator Bjorkman, how many states have this kind of a ban?
I don't know.
And through the chair?
Follow up, Representative Himshue.
Thank you. Senator Bjorkman, has AML taken a position on this bill?
They are not in favor of the bill. However, I think it's worthwhile to point out that there are no communities currently that are collecting a transfer tax. There is one community that has one on the books, but it hasn't been collected for a while.
Thank you. If I may just comment, was looking. We're one of 14 states that currently doesn't have a transfer tax, but that doesn't necessarily equate to having bans. And the transfer taxes that I saw in those other states were really small, but those were state level taxes, and that's obviously not what we're looking at here. And I hesitate anytime we do something that ties the hands of municipalities. So I guess if I could ask just one more question, which municipalities were you able to speak with on this?
We spoke with the Kenai Peninsula Borough, and it's been some time, but I couldn't go further than that.
It's been a year. Okay, thank you.
Is there any further discussion until we move on to amendments? Vice Chair McCabe.
Thanks. Senator Bjorkman, through the chair, is this sort of in response to the Juneau thing, I think, of 2 years ago, where they wanted to put everybody, when you sold a house, you had to force people to put the actual sales price instead of $10 and other considerations into the sale so that they could sort of see how much money they were losing or whatever in transfer taxes? This is kind of the response to that, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, yes.
Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, we'll move on now to amendments. It's my understanding that we did not receive any amendments for SB 179 or for 134, beside the one that members should have in front of you. And so I will introduce the amendment that I put forward. I move amendment number one, work order 33-LS1093/B.1. Is there any objection?
Object for discussion.
Thank you, Vice Chair McCabe. So you made the, I guess I'll go ahead and describe what the purpose of amendment number one does. So this is an amendment that I worked on the sponsor of 134 with and also spoke with the bill sponsor. Essentially what this would do is create an exemption for communities that have these taxes in place, which the one community Representative Bjorkman referred to was the best community in Alaska. That's Bethel. So I intend to protect what they have in place. They're not currently collecting it, but I should like to see that if it is the will that they would like to continue to enforce that, that they be able to do so. And so this is a friendly amendment, at least I understand. So that's as much as the senator conveyed to me. So that is the purpose of this amendment. Entertain any further discussion on this amendment. Vice Chair McCabe, do you maintain your objection?
I remove my objection.
All right. Thank you. Is there any further objection to amendment number one? Hearing none, amendment number one has been adopted. Are there any further conceptual amendments or any points of discussion from the committee on SB 179? Hearing none, brief at ease. We are now back on the record. I'd entertain a motion to move 179 from committee.
Thanks, Chair McCormick. I move CS House Bill 179, Work Order 33-LS1093/Bravo, as amended from committee with individual recommendations, attached zero fiscal notes.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, SB 179 CSSB 179 passes from committee. We will now go at ease while members sign the committee report. Brief at ease. All right, we are now back on the record. That's all we have on the agenda for today. The Community Regional Affairs Committee is set to meet Thursday. Information on that will be forthcoming. That'll be April 25th at 8 a.m. in Barnes Room 124. The time is 8:21 a.m. in this hearing. The Community Regional Affairs Committee is now adjourned.